Galilee. Most parents in that locality say they are still struggling to sell their farm produce, which will enable them prepare their kids for the upcoming school year. Biki Ngum tells us more in the following report.
1 week to school resumption, preparations for back to school in Mindurumbwa still seem timid. Parents and guardians say they still have time and are waiting to sell their farm produce like corn and groundnuts to be able to prepare for their children's back to school. We are selling kokok to prepare for our children's back to school. Some youths in the village of Mindurumbwa say it is with the aid from holiday championships and their holiday jobs that they will be able to prepare for their back to school.
I'm selling yogurt. This will help my parents prepare for my back to school.
Few traders have switched their business lines to selling back to school gadgets, while others are still waiting for their goods to arrive from Yaoundé and Douala.
For this school year, we have books, pens and other materials for school children.
Though the preparations for back to school may seem timid, parents and guardians are however certain that their children will start school on September 9th. Bikingum, CRTV, Mindurumbwa.
In the South region, most parents are devising strategies to sell through the school fees payments of their children. Education, as often said, is expensive, but a careful planning remains the best bet. Student journeys on internship, Electra Mendomo spoke to some of the parents and guardians and put together the following report.
To fund their children's back-to-school expenses, parents in Ebolova have several tricks up their sleeves. Between jangis and school loans, each has his or her own finance method. Gilbert, Brenda and Griffith Ngo are parents and share their experience. Back-to-school is an issue of preparation. With my salary, I have already all organized to pay my child's school fees. The year was difficult for me, so to buy the school fee of my daughter, I will take school loan from the bank. To pay my child's school fees, I enter in Jangis and during the year, I've been saving. Aside from this category of parents, there are also those who rely on help from relatives. This is the case for Serena, a young mother. Since I cannot yet pay the school fees of my child, it's my uncle who is his godfather who sent money. So I'm waiting that he should send money in order to pay the school fee.
Thank you, envoie l'argent pour aller l'inscrire.
Whether it's salaries, meeting contributions, school's loan, or external household income, parents in Ebolova use various strategies to pay for their children's education. CRTV South, Electra Mundumu.
And from the south to the northwest region, as the back-to-school fever gains steam, the search for the perfect school bag has become the order of the day. Amidst the economic hardship, vendors in markets across Bamenda have tailored their business to meet the demand of the customers. Jolenta Rosa Fanui reports.
For some parents, the practicality and cost-effectiveness of school bags is of primary consideration. With the price of new school bags on the rise, buying a used bag is a thrifty solution.
I'll prefer buying broken bags for my children because it is stronger than these maybe Chinese bags. So I prefer that if I get it, though it's expensive, so if I get those bags for my kids, I know that it's going to last for long. Because if I just go get maybe these cheap Chinua bags, I know that maybe in a term I can buy like 5 bags for my children, and that is going to be more expensive.
Other shoppers in Bamenda say longevity is key when it comes to choosing a school bag.
I look the qualities of the bags because there are many in the market. So you go in for something that is strong, that a child can use it, let's say even 2 years, before you go back to the market again. It will help you so that if you buy it this year, next year you will not buy again.
Most vendors explain that the business around school bags has faced its share of challenges in recent years, with economic uncertainty and shifting consumer preferences creating new obstacles for vendors in the region.
I go for good quality because most parents now like a bag that when a child will take it to school, he will use it for at least 1 or 2 years to be able to economize the situation and the income. At times, the expenses of books multiply to expenses of school fees that they have increased it caused them to at least do economic so that things that they are buying that they can use for 1 or 2 years it should be the one that will last longer, like school bags, because they don't want to buy it most often.
I'm out for the money, so I'm buying bags that I know I'm going to sell.
The marketing of school bags is a dynamic and ever-changing landscape shaped by the diverse preferences and financial realities of its customers. Whether they are looking for affordability, style, or durability, shoppers are spoiled for choice when it comes to finding the perfect school bag in markets in Bamenda. Jolenta Rosofanui, CRTV News, Bamenda.
And away from the back-to-school preparation, we take you to the Far North region to talk civic responsibility, a campaign aimed at addressing the rising issues of uncivic and deviant behavior within communities in the Far North region is ongoing. Organized by the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, it falls within the backdrop of the prevailing situation in the Far North region, characterized by petty crime. Faith Nguang completes that story from Marua.
The Far North region of Cameroon, from its antecedents of Boko Haram insurgencies, has been facing a growing challenge, the rise of incivism and deviant behaviors amongst its population. All of these and more contribute to hindering the development and harmony of communities. Several factors do account for the root cause of the prevalence of incivism and deviant behaviors in the region. They include high economic hardship that drives many individuals, especially the youths, to adopt behaviors contrary to societal norms. The limited access to quality education means that many young people are not adequately informed about civic responsibilities and the importance of maintaining public order. Rapid urbanization and cultural shift have also led to a breakdown in traditional values and community oversight, weakening the informal social controls that once kept such behaviors in check. The impact of all these on the community is multifaceted. The safety and security of the population is at stake, as increasing rates of petty crimes and public disorder undermine the sense of it in communities. Economic consequences are not minor either. Vandalism and destruction of public property incur cost for repair and maintenance, diverting funds from other essential services. The rise in disrespectful and antisocial behavior strains relationships within the community, leading to a loss of trust and cooperation amongst the people. Addressing the issues of incivism and deviant behaviors requires a multi-pronged approach. The launch of the popular education campaign in Marua by the Ministry of Youth and Civic Education will go a long way towards engaging young people, local leaders, educators, and the entire community with tailored programs that will embody and promote positive social values. By addressing the root causes and fostering a culture of respect and responsibility, Marua and the entire Far North region could overcome these challenges and build a more harmonious and prosperous community. Marua, Faith Nguang, CRTV.
From the Far North region to next door, Center region, as you heard in one of our lead stories, the declaration of one's assets following the tax declaration policy on green has become a topic of discussion in most bars and other public areas in the Center region. While some individuals perceive it as a timely venture, others hold that it is quite challenging. Lekiate Jetrude Songazi reports. Okay, we shall be having that report in the next edition of the regional news. But before we part ways, we take you to the West region, where African traditional pharmacopoeia occupies a choice place in the treatment of some diseases and ailments in the West region. Tradi practitioners are therefore making huge profits from the sale of the composition of plants in baffles and markets, as they claim to heal as many illness as possible. Isaac Ngongkum reports from CRTV West.
At Mashebe in Bafusam, there is a whole compartment dedicated exclusively to the sale of African traditional medicines. The plants come in powder, natural and liquid forms. Dr. Tekeng Andre is one of the many tradi practitioners at the Bafusam Mashebe. He says he inherited the business from his mother and today can boast of having provided solutions to hundreds of Cameroonians who sought his expertise when faced with health challenges. Anno Talan, in his early 20s, confesses his preference for African traditional medicine, alluding it is less costly and has little or no side effects. He is seconded in this opinion by Julius Kanjo, a consumer of African traditional medicine for many years now.
I always like contumacin because it helps for many sick things like syphilis, gonorrhea, belly bite, typhoid, all that sick. So I know that the contumacin is very good because when you take it, it will help you very much.
On her part, Honorine Fofu says she buys the plants raw, makes the concoction herself, and consumes when faced with one health challenge or the other. While the testimonies may seem all glorious, there are those who prefer modern medication prescribed by medical personnel. While they agree that African traditional pharmacopoeia helps, they fear that lack of quality control and appropriate dosage could be detrimental for consumers. They therefore hope to see more government regulation in the sector. Isaac Ngonkum, CLTV News, Bafusam.
And now back to the center region, where the declaration of one's assets following the tax declaration policy has become the topic of discussion in most bars and public areas in the center region. While some individuals perceive it as a timely venture, others hold that it is quite challenging. Lekiate Gertrude Songazi completes that story.
The decision by the government calling on citizens to declare their assets has been perceived differently by most Yaoundé city dwellers.
It will be very difficult to evaluate because citizens do not have fixed incomes.
I don't see any importance for people to declare their revenue because it will enable the government to start giving out taxes on people of low skill salaries. While there are some officials there with a big amount of money in their coffers, the balance will not be equal.
This decision was made impromptu. People were not informed before time, and you just wake up one morning and you are bringing this, calling on people to declare everything that they have and they use to sustain life without clear justification of the reasons behind that and the benefits that they are going to get or what need it is for them to declare their properties.
Many think it is a trap which might expose the citizens and render them more frustrated.
It's a trap. Why I'm saying so, we are first of all in a situation where opinions and cry from the citizens is accusing the government of making the environment not enabling for businesses, entrepreneurship. Calling on the citizens to come and declare their assets is just like a means of exploitation. It's a way of bringing the citizens to expose themselves so that the government can exploit them, can manipulate them, can drain them.
I think it's going to render citizens more frustrated because it's going to render citizens more frustrated because declaring revenue caused the government to put taxes on these sources of revenue, and this will help to make Cameroonians more frustrated because the standard of living is not even the best.
It should be noted that government has extended the deadline for the revenue declaration to the 1st of December, and taxation officials in the region are encouraging the population to abide by declaring in the assets. Lekiate Gertrude Asongazi, Regional News Center.
We wrap up our regional news package with this report from the Northwest region. There is massive mobilization in Bambili, Tuba subdivision of the Northwest, to ensure that more children who have been deprived of mainstream education on account of the prevailing conflict get back to classrooms this school year. The Fon of Bambili, His Majesty Afongtri III, who is spearheading the Back to School initiative, has used the football tournament he organized in collaboration with development associations in the village to encourage parents to enroll their children in the different schools. Mabel Mekemdi Saka tells us more.
It has been a month
12-month period of experiencing the power of football in Bambali, a tournament that has for the past three editions since its inception in the village reportedly contributed to the relative calm now echoed in the village that hosts the University of Bamenda. The football competition, dubbed Ifua Afungchui the Third Unity Tournament, began with 8 teams in the male category and 4 in the female. Tor FC on both wings carried the day at penalty shootouts after each playing a 1-1 tie at regular time.
I'm called Gakole, Tor FC portion. We should focus on anything we want to do. And now it's at school starting. Let us put more effort in our education. I'm also practice well because sport is also life.
It has been a unique moment for the fun of Bambili, His Royal Highness Fon Afungchui III to commune with his people and direct them on the right footing.
Everybody must go to school this year, irrespective of what. The schools are dotted all over in Bambili. It's a big privilege for us.
The elites of the village, led by the President General of the Bambili Development Association, Bekuda, Eric Andangfung, are solidly behind the phone on this peace and education crusade.
You can see for yourself, we have peace and we are doing everything possible to work with the government to preserve this peace.
The award of medals, cash prizes, exercise books, and the trophies to the victorious teams, Tor FC, female and male categories, wrap up the Ifo Afungchui the Third Unity Tournament in Bambili. Mabel Menkemdis, Akem, CRTV News, Bamenda.
And that's the package put together this day, in which you heard that the back-to-school fever is yet to gain steam in some localities of the East region, a case in hand being the village of Minduru Mboa in the subdivision of Ndelele. Many Yaoundé city dwellers continue to raise concern following the declaration of their assets in the ongoing tax policy, a plus to some and a challenge to others, and you got their views in this edition of the regional news. In the meantime, tradie practitioners continue to make huge profits from the sale of the composition of plants as they claim to heal illnesses of people in the West region. The regional news was produced by Patrick Oscar Afan, while Christian Foku is at the techniques. LD continues with Louisa Akwanka, and for presentation, I'm Elizabeth Mbombone Agbo. Next week,